the letter that she got was, she got SSI, and what it had said was that because she had earned this much money last month, her SSI was being reduced by this amount. Now, the amount that her SSI was being reduced was far less than what she was earning from work. So her actual income had gone up. But her perception was, I'm losing this SSI. Now I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. So she left. And the way it damaged her recovery was that she didn't want to return to work. And at that point, she didn't trust anyone well enough to go back to work. Because she felt like, you know, I thought this was all going to be okay. I thought this was going to be good for me. And then I get this from Social Security. And, you know, we were challenged a little bit at that point because we didn't have the knowledge to help her, for one. I mean, we didn't have enough to really effectively help her. But also by the fact that we hadn't done that stuff up front. We hadn't talked about it up front. It caught her from nowhere. And she thought, wow, you know, this isn't what I expected. And because of that, I'm not going to go back to work. And this was a woman that I think could have worked for years. She ended up dropping out of the program. She didn't end up, to my knowledge, I don't know that she ever went back to work.